Okay, Morav Rabotai. We're beginning the sugya of Simen Tzadi Vav, which is the sugya of Davar Charef. To set the table, so to speak, we're learning Shulchan Aruch, so I guess our job is to set the table. So to set the table with respect to the sugya of Davar Charef, there are three basic exceptions that Davar Charef poses to rules in Yerideya in general. Throughout Yerideya, we have learned, al pi rov, that Bliya takes place b'chamin, not b'tzonin. The first rule, basically, is that if you want flavor to transfer from item A to item B, so it has to be hot. Davar Charef, and this is the one part of Davar Charef which I think is muskim l'chol hadeos, is that Davar Charef can absorb al yidei tzonin, providing that there is what we call duchka de sakina. If you have Davar Charef with knife pressure, we mentioned that Rabbi Forrest points out in his Hilchos Kashrus book that's not only knife pressure, even fork pressure. If I pierce a pickle with a fork, so l'chora, that's a din of Davar Charef that will absorb. Rav Shechter always quotes that Rabbi Heinemann said that pickles are not Davar Charef because they once had a shot on the pickle in the cafeteria in Lakewood or something. That Rav Aaron Cutler was a friend of Varcha. Rav Aaron said pickles are not a Davar Charef. Rav Shechter says, what are you talking about? You can't make it all pickles. L'chora, like, some pickles are stronger, some pickles are weaker. You know, Miss Dumma, the pickles that they were serving in the Lakewood Yeshiva in those years weren't, like, the most geshmaka pickles on the planet. What can we do? Fine. So that's point one, that Davar Charef absorbs when it is cold. Point two is that Davar Charef is an exception to the rule of Nat Bar Nat. Usually if I have absorbed flavor in a keli, so the Dagim Sha'alu B'Kairah is Mutal Achlam B'Kutach. When you have a Davar Charef, the Pashtus is that Davar Charef is an exception to the rule of Nat Bar Nat, and if I cut it's known, right? This is the Gemara in Chulin Kufyud Aleph, Amid Beis, Kufyud Beis, Amid Aleph. It's known Shechatocho B'Sakin, Shechatoch Ba, Basar, Asar La'achlai B'Kutach. Right? Even though the Dagim Sh'alu is Mutter, but the Tznoin is going to be Asar. The Pashtus is that this is because Davar Charef is an exception to the rule of Nat Bar Nat. However, like we already saw from the Tosfos there in Chulin Kufyud Aleph, going up to Kufyud Beis, and the Rashi at the top of Kufyud Beis in Chulin, Rashi notes that Davar Charef might not be talking about a clean knife. It could be it's talking about a dirty knife, no? There are two days in Rashi. Right? If you remember, Tosfos pointed out that this is relevant for the Shaila of whether it's known whether Dagim Shenis Bashlu B'Kaira is Mutar La'achlam. Is it only Tznon Sha'alu or Hu Hadin Nisbashlu, right? But one of the ways of being Docha, Tosa said, is because we could say that the knife has Shamnunis Karashalov, that there's dirt on the knife. So it's not a case of Nat Bar Nat, because it's Tam that's coming from the Mamish. Right, that the tznon is absorbing from the dirt that's on the knife, and that's why it's going to be asr la'achlai b'kutach, according. So, what we have over here is so far two exceptions: Davar Charef in terms of cold, Davar Charef in terms of nat bar nat, and the third exception is Davar Charef insofar as the din of no sein tan lefgam goes. Usually, tam, that's balua, that's, let's say, more than 24 hours old, is nosin tam lefgam. And nosin tam lefgam usually is mutter, no? By davar charef, l'cha'ira, nosin tam lefgam is going to be usher. That's what we are trained to think. Now, this din of nosin tam lefgam by Davar Charef is a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah on Lamed Tes, Omer Aleph. The Gemara says that Kort Shochiltis, right, is Aser. You're not allowed to buy the Kort Shochiltis of the Goyim. Why? Because Mafsiki Lei B'Sakina. Because the Goyim cut the Kort Shochiltis with their knives. What exactly is Chiltis, by the way? I think it's like some sort of black radish or something. No? It's like supposed to be super duper sharp. Right? Really sharp. Some of the Rishonim speak about Cholta is that you eat it and it like rips through your B'nai Me'ayim. It ain't good. Do not try this. Or, so chiltis, they cut it with a sack, and then that's why it's usser. Zak the Gemara, af al gav de amamar, no sein tam lefgam is mutter. Even though ordinarily no sein tam lefgam is mutter, meaning to say stam kelim shel nachrim or einam b'nei yomah. So therefore, it should be no sein tam lefgam in the chiltis, and it should be mutter. Zak the Gemara, agav chorfei de chiltisa. Right? So the Gemara says by chotis it's nosin tam l'shevach. Now, there are a few things that have to be mentioned here. Thing number one is the way we have the Gemara in Avodah Zarah on Lamed Tes. The Gemara is not talking about what we usually call nosin tam l'shevach. Ordinarily, nosin tam lefgam means that you have tam habalua that's been there for more than 24 hours, right? That's the dugma klasit of nosin tam lefgam. But the way we have the gears in Avodah Zarah Lamites, we're saying agav chorfei, right? Where's it go? The lashon agav chorfei dechotisa machlile shamnu nisa, right? That the chotis reinvigorates the shamnunis. The pashtus in this girsa in the Gemara is that the shamnunis itself would have been pagum, even though it's not a tambalua, and the chur and the chorfe, the charifus of the chiltis brings it back. And that would mean, and we were mavliya this yesterday in Shir, that would mean that the Gemara is a raya to the opinion that we saw in Yerodeh Simin Kuf Gimel Se'if Vav, right? That you can be no Saint Tam Lefgam even on the Be'en. And that was an opinion that the Shach referenced in the Nekudas HaKesef that we mentioned yesterday. Good? I should point out that the Ritva there in Avodah Zarah Lamed Tes has two versions of the Gemara, whether we have the word Shamnunisa in the Gemara or not. If you do not have the word Shamnunisa in the Gemara, so then the Gemara seems to be saying that Chiltis will be Machlile L'Shevach, even something that's ordinary Noisin Tam L'Fgam. Right? Even something that's Balua. And it's considered pugum, the chiltis will bring it back. Now, even according to Rashi's girsa, you see that chiltis is machlilei something that's ordinarily pugum, just Rashi has a broader definition of what's called ordinarily pugum. That, I think, is what we have. But then the Ritva, there in Avodah Zarah, kind of flips this entire sugya on its head. The Ritva argues, Zak the Ritva, that maybe this is a special halacha in shamnunis when it comes in contact with chiltis. I would have thought that maybe the shamnunis is really considered pogum in the chiltis. I would have thought that shamnunis is considered nosin tam l'shevach forever. This is the way the Ritva learns the Gemara. It's not much by careful, we said. I would have thought that shamnunis, of course, it's be'en. So it's nosin tam l'shevach. It's not nosin tam l'fgam. But hava amino, that when it comes in contact with chiltis, maybe in that situation it's going to be considered a pogum. Kamash mulan, it still is considered shevach. Right? In other words, the Ritva's version of the Gemara with the gears of shamnunis is not saying like the Shita in Yerideya Kuf Gimel that a davar be'en, if it's a small amount, like we mentioned yesterday, can be nosin tam l'fgam. Rather, the Ritva is saying that ordinarily a davar be'en is nosin tam l'shevach, but hava amina, that with chiltis it's considered pigam, kamash molan it's not. Ad kan divrei haritva. Okay, let's chazer. Three dinim in general. Now, when I say in general, what I'm probably saying also is the way we pask in the halacha. That nosin, that davar charef breaks three rules. It breaks the rule of heat absorption, it breaks the rule of nat bar nat, and it breaks the rule of nosin tam lefgam. But principles 2 and 3 are debatable in the Rishonim, no? Whether it breaks the rule of nat bar nat is telling the two deyos in Rashi and Kufyat Beis, whether we're talking about a clean knife or a dirty knife, and whether it breaks the rules of Nusin Tam Lifgam, is also a machlokas of Yishonim for a few reasons. First of all, maybe we're only talking about a dirty knife, like we mentioned. Second of all, there are many Rishonim who say that court shel chiltis is super duper strong. Right? There are certain things that are strong. Right? It's funny. Like we speak about davar charif. Right? So an onion is like one of the classical cases of davar charif. Even though, as we know from reading the Beis Yosef over here, Rabbeinu Lechios mesupik about onions when they're a davar charif. Right? It's not necessarily so pashut than onions a davar charif, but we assume ladina in most circumstances than onion is a davar charif. A jalapeno pepper is also a davar charif. Mo karav ze el ze, no? Right? Jalapeno peppers are much stronger than onions. There are Rishonim who say that the halachas of davar charif only apply to court shel chiltis. Meaning, there are Rishonim who say that there is a din of davar charif by tsunayin, which is not as sharp as chiltis. But the special halacha of machlile l'shevach, of taking nosin tan lefgam and making it l'shevach, only applies by court shel chiltis. Right? That is not such a non-mainstream shita. That's not such a non-mainstream shita in poskim. In fact, in Shulchan Aruch here in Sadi Vav, there are two opinions about that. Let's learn the dinim and the mechaber inside. Sinon, o silka. If you have a radish, or silka are like beets, that you cut with a fleishik ben yomo knife, or a knife that's eno mekunach, you can't eat that with chalav, no? Then he goes on, and the Mechaber says, v'yesh omrim, hu adin le'eno ben yomo v'hu mekunach. Yesh omrim, that even if it's eno ben yomo. Meaning, this yesh omrim, which is a suffix in Taisvis on kuf yud beis omen aleph, Taisvis right, tzarech iyun, if the sakin is mekunach ve'eno ben yomo, do I assume that chorf is machle l'shevach, like we say by chiltis? Taisvis is mesupik, whether tznoin has the same status as chiltis. No? And that's two opinions in Shulchan Aruch. The Shach writes, right? Shach writes that, obviously, by Chiltis, we'll assume that Nosin Tan Lufgam becomes Usur again. But, Kein Das Kol HaAchronim, like the second opinion, that Hu Hadin Eino Ben Yomo V'chein No Hagen. Right? So the Shach and Osvav says that the Minhag is that we treat even a tznon, even a plain radish, right? Not a chiltis is not a radish. I think tznon is a radish. A chiltis is, I don't know, something super sharp. But the Shulchan Aruch has two opinions. The Shas says the minig is that we treat tznon also like a davar charef. And even eno ben yomo is going to be usher, two opinions in Shulchan Aruch, but that's what the Shach says the practice is. So far, so good? Now, this question that Tosis is misupik about, as to whether it's known has the same status as other dvarim charifim, is nogeya to another issue. You see, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Lamed Tes says you're not allowed to buy chiltis from the goyim. It doesn't say that I can buy a chiltis from a goy and then take some of it off and eat it, no? The pashtus is that the entire chiltis of the goy is aser. What about tznon? Is the entire thing aser? Or do I assume that the iser is not bekulo? The iser is, I don't know, kedei kalipa or kedei netila? No? So like most things in Yiddishkeit, it's a machlokas. And both opinions are found in the Rashba on Dalet Amar Aleph in the Torah Habayis, Va'afaresh. The Rush in Siman Lamar Aleph assumes that Snon only asers Kidei Klipa. If you cut a tznayin with a fleshek knife, it only asers kidei klipa. That means you take a teeny bit off and it's great, no? Others assume, and this is found in the Ravid, that's quoted in the Rashba on Dalet Amud Aleph in the Torah Habayis, that it asers kidei netila. That seems to be what the Mechaber holds, no? Maran HaMechaber writes that it's aser ad sheyito mimakom achdach kidei netilas makom. Right? The Mechaber says that it's aser kidei netila, which is ka'ivi etzva, which the Chazanish says is around 2.5 centimeters. That's not so small, 2.5 centimeters, by the way. If you have a... That's what the Mechaber holds. That's a din of kidei netila. The Ramah writes, Yesh Omrim, Shem Chatach Tznon B'Sakin Shal Iser Kulay Oser. That's the opinion of the Rash ben the Teres Habayis. So there are three sheets of Rishon, according to the Rash, kidei klipa, Ravid, kidei netila. That's what the Mechaber holds. And the Ramah writes that it's Oser B'Kulo. Right, which is what the Rashba holds. However, the Ramah writes that we only hold this way lichatchila b'di'eved. It's going to be aser kedei netila only. No, that's what the Ramah writes. In other words, lichat b'di'eved. I'll say b'di'eved. We rely on the Mechaber's position. That's only aser kedei netila. What does b'di'eved mean? The Shach writes in Os Yud that once it's cooked already, we estimate kidei netila. Reb Kiva Eger jumps up and down, spits wood and nickels. He says, one second, the Shach is not distinguishing between a sakin shel iser and a sakin shel basar. L'cha'ayra, if it's a sakin shel basar, I shouldn't say that b'di'eved only kidei netila is a problem. By a sakin shel basar, I should say, oh, you know what? Even though I cooked it already, I could still use the vegetable. Just use the vegetable with fleshek, not with mochek, right? So that's Rabbi Kiva Eger's ha'ara on the shach os yod. But b'kitzer, the shach seems to be saying that once the vegetable is cooked, no matter what, it's usher only kidei netila. Okay. So we have these three shitas and rishonim. Is davar charef aser is tzanon aser kidei netila kidei klipa kidei netila or bekulo l'cha'ora that shayla is toloi in the same point we mentioned earlier. To what extent do I assume that the sugya in avodah zara that speaks about court shochiltis is the same as the sugya in chulin that speaks about tzanon? Because the pashtus is that the sugya in avodah zara that's aser bekulo, no? The pashtus is in avodah zara it's aser bekulo. So therefore, if I want to equate all dvarim charifim, right? Like we said, the shach paskins lahalacha, the minhag is lahalacha that we assume that nosin tan of gam is even aser by tznon, right? So if that's the case, so then if I equate it, then it should be aser bekulo, no? Just, again, in broad strokes, it would seem that these two questions, how much is it usser, and the question as to whether it assers by eno ben yomo, these two questions are tolei zeh bezeh. Do I assume that the sugya in avodah zara about court shochiltis is analogous to the sugya in chulin about tznon? So far, so good? Now, there is a way out of this, and that's the Rush. The Rush writes there in Chulin Simin Lamed Aleph, in Perakol HaBasar, Simin Lamed Aleph, the Rush tainas that court shochiltis is aser bekulay, because court means, says the Rush, that you cut it up into karatin karatin. You're cutting this vegetable up into tiny little pieces. And that's why it's going to be usur bekulay. Meaning that ordinarily should only be usur kedei netila. But if each little piece is smaller than kedei netila, so then the whole thing has to be usur. And that seems to be what's going on by Kor Chilchiltis, the Rashi explains. That shita makes it to the Ramah, no? The Ramah at the beginning, the first comment of the Ramah here in Se'if Aleph is that if chatchan dak dak, tzarech lishaer shishim neged kol hatznon. If it's chatchan dak dak, you have to be mishaer b'shishim k'neged the entire tznayin, because it asers kedei netila if you have a netila, but if it's a tiny piece, you don't have a netila, the whole thing is going to be aser. There is a little bit of a discussion relating to this as to whether this halacha is only true if you hold up Chanan b'sha'ari surim. Right? In other words, the question is, if I cut a vegetable, dak dak, with a sakin shel basar, does it become all fleshik? The pashtus in the Ramah, as the Ber Hagola notes, and the Goyin is Mitzayin on this Ramah, the Pashtus in this, the Goyin is Mitzayin this Ber Hagola, the Pashtus is that the Ramah is only talking about when you cut it with a Sakin Shel Isser. But a Sakin Shel Basar, perhaps, since I'm not going to say Chanan the Shel Heter, so therefore I'm only going to need Shishim Kineged the amount that was Balua in the Sakin. Right? Because there's no Chanan. That's a little bit of a detailed discussion, although I think if you read the Rush there in Chulin, the Rush is saying that when you cut it dak dak, and by definition it becomes Asur Bekulo, etc. What do I do if I have a Shaila? About I cut an onion with a fleshic knife, and now I want to put that onion in my my milchic onion soup. Do I have any eitzah? So lechora it's a din lechatchila, it should be aser bekulo, right? That we assume that the onion is entirely fleshic, so you shouldn't put the onion in the milchic soup. End of discussion. No. There might be an Eitzah, though. And that Eitzah might be that you call somebody and you say, Reb Yid, do me a favor, taste this onion and tell me if it tastes fleishik to you. And he's going to say, what are you talking about? If it tastes fleishik, right? So now, in all likelihood, by the way, the onion is not going to taste fleishik, correct? The pashtus is I cut my onion with a fleishik knife. I'm not going to have the tam basar in the onion. That's the pashtus. But the Mechaber writes that if it is Osha Yit Amenu Velo Yehebel Tam Basar Sha'oz Mutar B'Hadacha, right, what you could do is you could taste the onion, and if it doesn't have Tam Basar, it's going to be Mutar entirely. Mutar entirely, I should say, after you rinse it off. Mutar B'Hadacha. Now, do we do this? Do we taste the onion? So, the Taz writes that we don't do this anymore, no? Is that the Taz and Os Beis? Ein anu bekiyin. Ein anu bekiyin b'te'ima zu. Lecha ora, and the Prima Gadam points this out, what Taz means is that today we don't have expert palates anymore, so we should not do this. Lechatchila, you should not ask a yid to taste to taste it for you. But b'di'evet, if you did so, it would be good. That's the way the Prima Gadim wants to learn the Taz. In other words, when the Taz says that we're not bekiyim in this te'ima, the Taz is agreeing with the Shach here in Oshei, who says that l'chatchila don't do te'ima, but b'di'evet, it would be okay. Right? That seems to be the way the Pri Megadim is learning. There is an opinion, however, of the Pri Chadash. The Gilyon Maharsha here quotes it at the bottom. The Pri Chadash says that even Mechatchila you're allowed to do Te'ima. So if I'm a Pri Chadash Yid, and I have a Shaila with an onion, right? So you know what I should do? Taste it. Mechatchila. Yeah.
If I cut an onion with a meat knife and then put that onion into my food processor, does that make my food processor
fleishik? So we'll have to talk about that. That's a machlokas between the Mug and Avram and the Evan HaOzer. We'll have to discuss that issue. That comes up in the Shulchan Aruch a little bit. It comes up in Se'if Gimel. About the Tavlan Shenidochu B'medocha Shel Basar. So when we learn Se'if Gimel, God willing, tomorrow, we'll comment on that. Okay? Rabbi Willig, I once heard from Miriam Willig, from Rabbi Willig's daughter, like a million years ago. She was telling me that one time Reb Tzvi Kushalevsky was at the Willig house for a Shabbos, and they're about to serve the chalent, and Miriam Willig, who had made the chalent or something, said, "Oh my gosh, I cut the onions for the chalent with a milchige knife." So Rabbi Willig is like, "Oh wow, this is like, it's real." If you're a Rabbi Willig, you get really into shilas like this, and he has a real talmud chacham over for lunch to discuss it. So Tzvi Kushalevsky had the following hametzah, which, by the way, is a good thing to hold in your back pocket as a mora hora'ah. Right? Hopefully, by the time we're done, guys, you'll be able to pass in these routine types of shilas. Right? The pashtus is: I cut my onion with a milchik knife, put in the chalent. What's the din? So we'd have to shots up whether you have shishim keneged the kedei natila of the onion, no? Correct? That's what we'd have to estimate. That's the pashtus in the halacha. Reb Tzvi had the hamtza'ah as follows. He says, who says your milchik knife is really milchik? What do you do with a milchik knife? Usually with my milchik knife, I cut cheese, no? I cut cold cheese. Do I use my milchik knife to cut hot stuff? Sometimes the answer is yes. Sometimes I'll cut pizza with my milchik knife, no? But most of my hot milchiks I don't cut with a knife. No, my lasagna, I spoon out, right? So it could be that your milchik knife was not really halachically fully milchik, and consequently your onion's okay. That was Ritzvi's hamtza'ah, which is actually pretty good, no? That's pretty good. That was Miriam Willig's onion shayla from like a million years ago. Fine. She's not Willig anymore. What's her name? Shoshan. She married Rabbi Gidon Shoshan, who's a Rebbe in Chappelle's. Okay, fine. That's the story over there. So there are three shitas in Paiskim. The Pri Chodesh says, L'chatchila I should do Te'imas Yisrael. The Shach assumes, and according to the Pri Megadim, the Taz agrees, that L'chatchila I should not do Te'imas Yisrael, but B'di'eved, Te'imas Yisrael will help. If I tasted it and it doesn't taste like it's a meaty onion, it's going to be okay. And the Lavush is quoted in the Shach that Te'ima does not help at all. And the Shach points out the Lavush is mashmit this entire din of Te'ima because Te'ima does not help Ki Hu Zeh. Now, the mainstream opinion is that L'chatchila we should not do Te'ima. Why not? Why should I not do Te'ima L'chatchila? So the Pri Megadim has two opinions here in Os Hei of the Shach. Pri Megadim writes that you shouldn't do Te'ima because the Yam Shor Shlomo writes is always going to remain a mashahu of tam, and therefore you shouldn't use the onion as in milchiks no matter what. Even if you don't taste the flesh in the onion, but still there's a teeny bit of flesh that remains no matter what, and therefore don't do it. The Torah Chatos says that Einanu Bekiyin, which means that we lost our ability to taste. Those are the two mainstream opinions quoted in the Pri Megadim. Reb Kiva Eger over here has a tremendous chiddush. Reb Kiva Eger says that he thinks lechatchila you should not do te'ima because we don't know how far the bela goes, the absorbed basar. right? How far does it go into the onion? Does it go kedei klipa, kedei natila, or kedei or bekulo? And consequently, I'm also not sure when I cut the onion, right, does the flavor spread to this side? Whenever I cut something, there are two sides. This is a big chiddush. Ready, gentlemen? When you cut something, it's going to be two sides. So does the flavor go to this side or to this side? I'm not sure. So therefore, Rebbe Akiva Eiger tainas that you have to taste the entire rochav of the makom hachetach down until the netilah, until the depth of kedei netilah, because we don't know how far it spreads. And effectively, if you're tasting that much, that's a very difficult thing. Usually, te'ima is not so difficult. You take a little taste, nishkeferlach. But over here, I'm not sure where did the bela leave the knife. Did it, right? I have a whole slice, right? This much. So did it leave over here? Did it leave over here? Did it leave on this side over here? On this side over here? I could go down to the kedei netilah. So Rebbe Akiva Eiger assumes that you have to be mishayer bekulo. Of that entire cut, you have to estimate that entire area, both sides, and down to kedei netilah. And that's why, because it's not practical, that's why we don't rely on Timas Yisrael. Okay, that's Reb Kivig. It has that Reb Fivel Cohen in the Badei HaShulchan points out that he thinks that the Prima Godim, yeah, in one of the Biurim, I forgot which page already, he points out that he thinks that the Prima Godim says that no, the Te'ima over here with the Davar Charif and the Sakin has the same status as Te'ima by anything else. Okay, in other words, a little taste will determine whether or not it is a problem. Gentlemen, do we assume that Davar Charif, yes, Kivi?
In the case of the onion and the chalon, would anyone suggest that why don't you take that knife, cut another onion, and then taste that other onion to see what it tastes like? Because it's already in the situation of the bidyevet, and then see if there's...
Interesting. So again, according to Reb Akiva Eiger, you're saying it's already bidyevet because it's already cooked in the chalon.
Yeah.
So cut another onion. So do we assume that whatever... According to Reb Akiva Eiger, I don't think we could assume that the same flavor in onion 2 was the amount of flavor in onion 1. Just like within the chetach, right? I don't assume that the amount of flavor that was here is the same as amount of flavor over here. So all bets are off. And it's a totally different rule of te'ima. That's why it won't really help. Right? According to Reb Akiva Eiger, yeah. Oh, is the din of Davar Charif, is that a din to Oraisa or a din to Rabbanan? It's a pretty fundamental question, no? We probably should have began with that. In fact, the Prima Godim is a Rosh Hashiva. So in the Mishpatos in Oz Aleph, he begins with this question. Is it to Oraisa or is it to Rabbanan? Ayin Pischei Tshuva in Simen Sadi Hei Se'if Katin Dalid. Right, in Sadi Heis of Katan Dalit, in the Pischei Tshuva, he quotes a suffix, whether Davar Charif, is it in Da'iraisa or Da'rabbanan, Nafgamino Lohakal Besfeko, he quotes that the Tshuva's Kineshes Yechezkel says it's in Da'rabbanan, but the Panami Eros brings a raya that it's Da'iraisa. The raya of the Panami Eros that's Da'iraisa is from the Gemara of Achbira B'Shichra. Right, the Gemara has a shayla, right? When the achbar goes into the beer, right? Remember, we love these Gemaras about achbar b'shichra, right? So the Gemara has a question: nafol go chalamai. What happens if it falls into the vinegar? And most are machmir that nafol go chala, that when it falls into the vinegar, it's going to be it's going to be usher also, no? So if we pass it, it's going to be usher, zak the prima godim, that indicates that we hold that the din of davar charef, that's machal el shevach, is a din d'iraisa, because it's a suffix in the Gemara. And we pass in lahachmir, that would indicate that it's a din d'oraisa. We pointed out that maybe it's not such a raya, because when we learned the sugya of achbar, we were very into the svar that the Netziv says, that maybe achbar tastes very geshmak, right? The only reason why it's considered nosin tam lefgam is because you know that it's an achbar, and if you know that it's an achbar, you don't want to eat it. Basically, the Panami Eros, which is quoted here in this first Prima Godim and back there in the Pesach Shon Tzadi Hey, brings a raya from the case of achbar bechala, that if you're machmir and that shayla, right? If you're machmir, when it falls into the chometz, so that's going to be usher. So therefore, if you're machmir in that shayla, that assumes that's a din d'oraisa. So that's the Panami Iris's raya. Maybe yesh l'dchos that raya, like we explained. It happens that there's the Pashtus in the Ramah, though, is that he treats the dinam of Davar Charif like a din d'rabbanan. Va'afaresh at sichati. The end of the Ramah here, right? It's parallel to the Shachos Yud Beis. If there's a suffik, if it's nechtach besakin shel iser, so then azlin on the kula. Right? If I have a shayla, whether the Pashtus in the Ramah says he's going on snown also. Right? Whether it's known as cut in the second show, so you have a shayla. So azlin and lakula. We go lahakel. Okay. Why do I go lahakel? So, first of all, the Shach points out that the Ramah might only be makel by charein, not by tznon, because maybe charein is not really a davar charif at all, no? Consequently, if it's a tznon, right, and there's a suffix, if you cut the tznon or not with a knife, that for sure is ben yomo. So the shach in the Os Yud Beis is inclined that by tznon you have to be machmir. So the impression that you get from the shach is that he's only make on the chrein because it's like a many sfeikas, right? There's a suffix whether chrein is a davar charif or not, and there's a suffix whether it's cut with a knife. Based on that sfeika, you could be make on. That's basically what the impression you get from the shach. However, in the Achronim here, you see a totally different reason. That maybe the reason to be Mekel is because we rely on the Chazakah, the Cheskes Kashrus that you had beforehand. There's a totally other reason that maybe we're going to be Mekel because there is a Cheskes Kashrus that this Tznon is going to be Kasher. The Pischei Tshuva Os Beis quotes this from, I don't remember who, the Tshuvas of the Toldos Yitzchak and the Plesi, etc. That Hamidan Le Acheskes Heter. We had an exact parallel discussion in the end of Tzadi Hei in Sif Gimel, that Ramah, when you find the cutlery in the wrong drawer. Is it because of Sfek Sfeika, like the Taz said? Or is it because of Mamidan Le Beches Kaso, like the Gruss said over there? That seems to be Machloikes here as well. Now, do I shtel on these chazakas? So in the case, this is very similar to a shayla of Safek Kavosh that we encountered at the beginning of Simen Kuf Hei. In Safek Kavosh, so the Ramah basically was machmir on Safek Kavosh, right? The Ramah says Safek Kavosh is asar, besides by Basar B'cholov. The Taz jumps up and down and spits wood and nickels, and the Taz says, no, Safek Kavosh is going to be mutter because we shtel on the Chazakah. So how could I learn that the Ramah over here is saying that I shtel on the Chazakah and we're going to be Mekel on the Safek with the Davar Charif when that seems to be the same type of thing as Safek Kavosh? And Safek Kavosh, the Ramah is Machmiran. So maybe the answer is if I Safek Kavosh, by Kavosh we know that Tam goes in, and that's an issue of a Doraisa. But maybe by Davar Charif, the Tam is only an issue of Midrabanan, which would be against what the Panami Eros tries to be Mochiach from the Sugya of Achbar B'Shechra. So let's go and Daven Mincha and have a blessed and wonderful and meaningful day.